Touching base again with the Quincy Council on Aging Director Tom Clasby for a little update now that we're into the month of March. Tom, how are you?
Doing all right. We're coming up on a year, though, Joe, aren't we, since the shutdown. It's hard to believe.
It has been a very long year. Yeah, it is hard to believe. Yeah. And I'm sure for you and your staff as well.
Yeah, you know, I never would have believed that it would be this long, and it's strange that it's, you know, I think it seems even longer than it is in some senses, just because it's been so difficult for people to deal with.
I think you're right. Yeah, what is the latest and greatest at the Kennedy Center these days?
Well, currently, right now, we're in, you know, it is tax season, and we do our taxes, and we're doing it just a handoff with them. Unfortunately, for people that are viewing this now, all the appointments are filled, but we do get cancellations, so they can call and get on a waiting list if they need them. Obviously, we can't have people come into the building, so they're driving through. We send them out a questionnaire ahead of time to fill that out, come in with their paperwork. The folks, the volunteers are tremendous, and they'll meet them out by the front door, pick up the return, bring it into the building, they do it, and then they'll bring it back out to the person. So it's worked out pretty well so far. And some people go and run another errand or something, and then they'll come back and do it. But most people just wait, and it doesn't take very long.
It's a nice service, and is there any cost for that, Tom?
It's free. You know something, Joe, and two, it's one of our longest standing programs. I know you probably remember Molly Papale. When I first came on board, she ran it for many, many years for us, and did a great job. She just passed away, actually, a number of months back, but she was a couple of years older than 100, I believe.
Wow.
I think 102, possibly 103. Fantastic woman, and did such great work for so many years. But, you know, when I look back at some of the programs, and you've been involved in covering a lot of them, the Senior Olympics is a longstanding program, the tax program, a longstanding program, our Center for the Visually Impaired, again, another real, you know, far outdate the Kennedy Center in terms of Council on Aging programs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The city itself has a long history of helping senior citizens. That's why so many of them live here, I think.
I guess. I wanted to take credit before when the New England Centenarian Study, as I've quoted many times on QATV, they said Quincy had the largest concentration of centenarians in the Commonwealth. And I wanted to take credit for it, but they assured me that it wasn't any of my doing. So I don't know.
How long is the tax program going to be going on for, Tom?
So they go just about up until April 15th, you know, they'll go up until a few days. I think it's 2 days before, to finish up. But, I was hoping, and in if extension, I was kind of hoping that they would extend it as they did last year, just because people are in similar situations. So if that were to happen, then we would extend, you know, would be able to take on, more appointments. But as of now, as far as we know, that the deadline is the official deadline that it always has been.
Okay.
The dreaded deadline. Yes.
Yeah. Who are your volunteers? Who's helping out?
Well, we have a whole great, you know, it's a lot of times with our volunteers, like for instance, the SHINE program, which is another volunteer program, it's not just a matter of coming down and pitching in. I mean, they have to go through extensive training. So we have a number of folks that are here. They do great work, and they go through a whole training process to make sure. It's funny, somebody asked me years ago, they were a little skeptical about it. And they said, well, how? Well, the IRS. So it's a program that's done in unity with AARP and the IRS. So they go through extensive training. And then the SHINE volunteers too, again, they go through a really extensive extensive training. So much that we do, even in the day-to-day operation of the place, when we're open, we depend heavily on volunteers. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, that's a real commitment. It's not just, you know, come down for a couple of hours, volunteer and go home. I mean, you need to really commit to it.
No, absolutely. You know, and I remember Emmett Schmazzo from the Executive Office of Elder Affairs, when we go through various trainings throughout, and he always used to say, remember, your volunteers are staff, you know, in a sense. And you know, they take it very seriously. I think they look upon themselves as staff, although they know that they're giving something back, you know. And we do very little. I think we give them, the tax people get a little free coffee, so that's about all we can do for them. With these times, you know.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, to talk about being, that's really self-motivated. You know, there's no pay incentive that they're working for. It's because they want to do it.
Right. Absolutely. You know, besides that, I think you're aware that we're operating. You know, our transportation is still in full operation. And they are paid staff in the transportation, but you know, over the years I've received many, many notes, but I've received a couple of notes since this crisis, a few actually, and just highlighting the drivers and how wonderful they are and how accommodating the staff is. It makes me happy to, you know, to get, when someone takes the time to write a note like that, it really brings a smile on my face, because it brings to mind that they are going above and beyond, and they're going, you know, they're putting themselves in harm's way. So, you know, we're grateful for all the people out there that do so much in the supermarkets and everything else, you know, but I can forget that as we're operating, you know, that they're out there, they're doing it, and they're doing it with a smile and providing the kind of service that we would hope that they do.
Yeah, it's certainly definitely worthwhile to point that out, for sure. They are a lifeline, I'm sure, for a lot of folks who otherwise would be homebound.
Yeah. The other thing too is, you know, we're hoping, and we don't know, and I know the president expects that people will be vaccinated by, did he say the end of May?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether that'll be a reality, and we'll see. But you know, we are looking to a future date. Where we can open, and we certainly will reopen. You know, for people that may have some questions about that, we're going to make sure that we can do it safely. I think, you know, it's not unrealistic to say at least sometime, you know, in the summer we'll have our doors open, and we'll probably have to work in a little bit of a limited capacity. We'll have to watch the numbers, and you know, there'll be some new protocols in place. But my goal is to—I hate that the new normal. My goal is to get back to normal eventually. So we'll start slow, but I think we can all see that there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
I think you're right. Yeah. Have you heard any stories from some of your members that have been vaccinated yet?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. When I said, when the vaccine comes out, the first people get it, they're going to be knocking on the door. And, and that did happen. That did happen. You know, I got my shot. I'm all set. You know, when are you going to open up? Well, we have to wait for a few more. But, you know, and I know that the governor has come under some criticism, and not that things can always be done better. But I think what people have seen is The application process was difficult. The city put in an apparatus in place to kind of help people through that. And there were a lot of people that were frustrated. But what we've seen is that those, once they got to, you know, man it, it moved along very quickly and was very efficient. So I think people are coming to a little better understanding that, you know, it is happening. You know, we'll get through it.
No, I think you're right. And having Manet here in Quincy is just such a huge benefit. It really is. And in talking with the folks at Manet, they anticipate continuing to do their vaccination clinic. You know, they're not being hindered. Their only hindrance is the amount of vaccine they can get is the supply. And that's the same issue with the state too.
Right. You know, and you can only do what you can do, you know.
Right, exactly.
It's very funny because I think eventually, you know, it'll be a point where it'll be everywhere. You know, all the pharmacies will have it, you know, similar to flu shot, there won't be any difficulty at all. But it's just getting to that point where, you know, it's frustrating for folks.
I think you're right, yeah. Is your transportation able to take folks to get their vaccines, Tom?
Yeah, we have, because that would come under medical. It would be the, you know, the same protocol that we really would like to have a 2-week notice. Although we always encourage people to call, because if we can take in a moment's notice, we will.
Okay.
It's been a little bit of difficult because the vehicles can only take three people at a time. You know, we have to do the social distancing on the vehicles, and they have to be sanitized in between the rides and stuff. So it's been a little bit difficult, but yeah, we are doing it.
Good to know. Obviously, you're not going to be able to have your annual St. Patrick's Day party, I'm guessing.
No. And, you know, last year we actually did get that off. That was the last event that we were able to do before the shutdown. And I was, you know, as we were watching this thing a few months back, I was hoping that would be the kickoff, you know, event, but obviously we're not going to be able to, pull it off. So I don't know, maybe we'll have St. Patrick's Day in June. We'll have to see.
And do you know about Senior Olympics yet, or does that look unlikely?
I don't know for sure. It's something, it's funny. I just was on a Zoom on something else with Michelle Hanley, and we'll have to chat about it. I can't imagine that we'd be able to put it together, only because we're just not quite there yet. That's kind of a killer because we're so close, you know, quite there just yet.
Yeah. You think folks might do a kind of virtual Senior Olympics like we've seen so many other things, you know, do it in their own backyard, well, or something?
Well, yeah, you know, maybe. And I think, you know, that, as you know, you've been terrific to us and we really appreciate it. We've been able to do some of our programming, yoga and exercise classes and stuff. You have been showing it for us and people have really enjoyed that. It's something, you know, and to be able to see familiar face and go through it. And then we've been fortunate enough, and again, thanks to you guys, to pick up programs from other councils on aging in other towns and broadcast them on with you too. So at least that's a little something. I had somebody call me a number of weeks back, and they were very concerned about their mother who's up there. And I mentioned, you know, those things, and they weren't aware of it. And it's really helped. It's been very good for her. So
that's good. I'm glad to hear that. We're happy to help for sure. But do you, what do you foresee kind of sticking around at the Kennedy Center post pandemic? After all this time, you know, what are some good things maybe that have been learned through it?
Well, you know something, it's funny. I think some of the protocols that we had to put in place, like the, you know, the plexiglass shields and stuff like that. We always from day one, it's funny. I remember so clearly walking through the building, and because the mayor was terrific, you know, he said, you're going to have the of course, at that time was the Miles Standish School. He had a significant money to put into it. And he said, you tell me what you need in there. So you go through it and more or less design it. And one of the things I did do is I had hand sanitizers in every room. We've always had that, you know, but even just for cold and flu season, I think, you know, with the shields we have, the plexiglass shields we have, we haven't really had to use them because the building hasn't been open to the public, but I can see using those certainly when we reopen. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, say we get through this whole thing and the vaccine rollout is fine. I think during cold and flu season, we'll put those shields up again. Or we'll keep them up permanently. I don't know which, but at least we'll have that option.
Yeah, I'm not, I think you're right. I think we're going to see that at grocery stores. They're not going to go away, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've always put signs up, during cold and flu season with reminders, but, you know, we'll try to do more of that, you know, washing your hands, using the sanitizers, masks, you know, things like that. Anything that will be helpful, we'll try to stay on top of it and remind on a regular basis.
Yeah, no, I've talked to folks who say, you know, they're always going to wear a mask now. And during cold and flu season, we pretty much saw, you know, thankfully, no flu in this past season. And
right.
That might be part of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we there'll be little bumps in the road, but I'm so much looking forward to getting back to, you know, when we can be in full capacity. And you know, I thank God that we've been able to be here and we have been doing things. Certainly it's been very different without the seniors here. You know, so I'm glad that we've been able to provide some services, but at the same time, we all really long for the day when we can have people back in. Just bring life back to the building. You know, it's still a little surreal with just the staff in here, and you know, it's going to be great to hear the music again, and you know, hear the exercise and see folks that we haven't seen them for so long, and a lot of them have been doing things on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, yeah, as you know, we've been reaching out to people, we've been making phone calls, we've been doing cards. The Friends of the Kennedy Center have been doing things too, so we've been trying to stay in touch. As best we can, but they have also been staying in touch with each other. They've been doing little conference calls and wellness checks on their own, and then we'll hear about it. So that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to look for the good in anything, and I think there has been a lot of it. You know, despite all the bad negative stuff as well, and I'm sure there's been plenty of that. Unfortunately.
Yep. You know, we've lost a number of good friends, and you know that's never easy. But we are looking forward to the days when we can go back and tell our COVID stories.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Tom?
No, I think, you know, just that we are here. And we're ready to assist in any way we can. Don't hesitate to call. You know, we're very often the conduit to other services. So just, you know, give us a buzz. And if we can help you out, we're certainly there for you.
What's the best number to reach out at?
So 617-376-1506 is probably the best number. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Great to see you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You take care. And I'm looking forward, Joe, when we can do this in studio. It'll be a while yet, but.
As am I. That'll be a great day for sure. And like you said, it will happen. So
we'll, absolutely, yeah.
We'll hold out hope. Thanks again, Tom.
My best to everyone there.
Thank you. Same to you.
You bet.